Hi, I'm Jacqueline Steele, and this is my podcast, Self-Worth. In it, we will explore what it means to come alive through the vehicle of self-worth. And within that vehicle of self-worth, we will talk about self-image, spirituality, style, surroundings, and so much more. In the words of my favorite author, Paulo Coelho, all you have to do is pay attention. Lessons always arrive when you are ready. And if you can read the signs, you will learn everything you need to know in order to take the next step. My heart in every podcast episode of Self-Worth is to shine a light on that next step, one at a time. I am so glad you're here. Let's begin. Hello, 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 and welcome to Self-Worth with Jacqueline Steele. I am Jacqueline Steele, and I'm so very happy that you are here today. This is episode 151, which is wild that there have been 151 episodes of this podcast of Self-Worth, formerly Self-Discovery. And I feel like we're just getting started, y'all. I feel like there's so much more co-creation ahead of us. I want to say I can't wait, but I can wait because I don't want to rush. I want to let it flow and come to us. Speaking of which, it is now the third Wednesday in March, and we are on episode, like I mentioned, 151. And the juicy title of today's episode is Protect This at All Costs. Protect This at All Costs. But before I tell you what this is, I want to invite you to get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or take a deep breath and remember how beautiful your body is and how it's supporting you in this moment, how amazing your mind is that you're able to comprehend this information, how amazing it is that I can just speak to you over the airways and come through the speakers of whatever device you're listening through. Life is miraculous. I'm sitting here with this beautiful mug of hibiscus tea from fresh hibiscus leaves that I got at the farmer's market with some manuka honey. And I'm just here for this. I'm so excited to share today's information with you. I wrote this episode a little bit differently than I normally do. I usually, you know, come into my office and I set the stage and I light the incense and I do the Palo Santo and I breathe and I ask God to come through me in these messages. And then I type and I use my fingers. Well, when I wrote this episode, I actually dictated it. I spoke it out. I don't really know what came over me to speak it out, but I did. And so whatever happens in the next few minutes is what was supposed to happen. Before I go into today's information about protecting this at all costs, I want to do a little review of what we've gone over so far this month. And the theme of this month, if you're just joining us, is back in my body. I chose this theme because at the end of February, I was feeling disconnected from my body. I'd been so busy and was running so hard that I was just feeling run down. And I know so many of you can relate to this. I was also on the verge of experiencing some serious anxiety, and it just didn't feel good. I knew I was just burning the candle at both ends, going too hard without enough rest in between. And my body, man, my body was just telling me, I don't feel good. I had a bout of hay fever, which is just severe allergies, and I wasn't sleeping well, and my body felt really tight and constricted and uncomfortable, and I was also diagnosed with adrenal fatigue last month, which basically means that my body is just pooped. And anytime I experience something with my health, I know that there is also a spiritual reason behind it. There's something I'm not addressing. Like in this instance, what am I running from? Is it my fear that I won't be successful? Is it my fear that if I stop for too long, the pain from my past experiences is going to bubble up? You know, this is all stuff that I need to bring some love to. So that's why I chose this theme. And my goal is that by the end of the month, you and I both will be feeling so amazing and so connected to our bodies and the earth and our communities around us. All of it connected, feeling that oneness, that juicy oneness. The theme song of this month is Back in My Body by Maggie Rogers. I hope you're enjoying the addition of a song to the theme each month. I'm finding it so fun to listen to it periodically and dance it out and think about you guys listening to this song as I'm writing the content for this podcast. It just brings me so much joy. We're connecting now, not only through our ears, but through listening and moving our bodies. It feels fluid, it feels connected, and it just feels right. As a gentle reminder, the first Wednesday of every month, I'm sending out in my newsletter, The Scoop, a downloadable PDF that you can print out and fill out and put somewhere you see every day. This PDF is meant to be a beautiful, intentional way to dive deeper into each month's theme. And so far this month, I've asked you what your body is telling you. I've also asked you how you can honor and celebrate and nourish your beautiful body. And today, I'm going to ask you how you can protect this one specific aspect of your humanity. And that is your life essence, your energy. How can you protect your energy? So I didn't know that I would ever do this again, but I am feeling so deeply led, and it was confirmed in my meditation this morning that I meant to do this, and that is to open up some hours each week for personal one-on-one coaching. And coaching really isn't the right word for it. It's energy healing. That was also confirmed in my meditation this morning. Energy healing, frequency healing, a combination of Akashic record access, past life access, current life access, and creating space for you to heal yourself and increase the frequency at which you operate daily. This will have a ripple effect on every area of your life, every single area, because when we fix our energy, we're fixing our self-worth. And we know that when we fix our self-worth and heal it, we operate in a totally different way. So if you're interested in doing this, I will have a link in the show notes. It will be a Calendly link. I'm going to be totally transparent. I'm going to charge $150 an hour. This is so that you take this work seriously, because it is serious work. And when I have given it away for free in the past, people don't take it seriously. So it's going to be $150 an hour. And if you choose to buy 10 hours, I'll give you a $50 discount. All of that will be in the Calendly link. But if you feel led to work with me one-on-one, I want to open that up. I'm going to do a few hours a week, so it'll be a little bit limited. But if you're feeling that pang, that urge, like you need to do some energy work, then I want you to reach out to me. Also, if during this ad in my podcast, you're feeling like a well of fear or a surge of energy that's like, ooh, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to do that. This is for you. So reach out to me if you have questions. Email me at hello@jacquelinesteele.com. But otherwise, there'll be a Calendly link in the show notes that you can click on. And if you have any questions, just reach out. If we are meant to work together, I know that the path will be paved and it'll be easy and flowy and beautiful, and the most amazing things will happen. So I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to working with you. I went to see my guru recently, my healer. She's my acupuncturist, and she does intuitive healing and life coaching and basically all the things. And she knows me so well now, and she knows my strengths and weaknesses. She knows I can be a people pleaser, and she knows I like to be liked, and she knows that I like to be right, and she knows that this can lead to a place of depletion for me, because in the process of wanting to be liked and accepted, I can have leaky boundaries. And wanting to be liked and accepted, guys, those aren't bad things, but they come from a place of insecurity. I've talked so much about creating healthy boundaries on this podcast. And y'all, sometimes I'm really good at this. And then sometimes I am not. If I'm tired, if I'm out of my routine, or I'm distracted, my boundaries tend to weaken, right? If I'm not present in my life, my boundaries also become less present. In episode 149, I shared that we've had a lot of company recently, and not just recently, over the last 14 years, like literally over the last 14 years. We've had an open door policy, and while that has led to so much beautiful connection and so much fun, at this point in our lives, the amount of company we have is just too much. I shared that last year we had company every single month and sometimes multiple times a month. And we are just unable to expend that much energy and still have energy left over for ourselves and for our beautiful son and for our business. Our business Beckon that we are building, that I am just, oh, I'm feeling so aligned with it. So aligned. And I don't know if you need this permission, but I felt like I did when I was talking with Banya, and I'm going to tell you about it. When it comes to family and friendships, I love hard and I go all in. I'm extremely loyal and I hate disappointing people. And so saying no to an activity or to a visit is extremely hard for me because I feel like I'm betraying the other person because I have made myself so available over the years. Can you relate? And I know intellectually that if I want to get where I want to go, I'm going to have to be strict with my boundaries because there isn't enough of me to go around to everyone. But emotionally, and from my heart, it can be very hard for me to enact those healthy boundaries because I feel like I'm hurting the other person's feelings. But here's the bottom line, and it's something I've known for a long time, and I want you to know too. I am not responsible for anyone's feelings but my own. I always want to be respectful and kind and compassionate and empathetic. But my tendency is to be all of those things at my own expense. Or in other words, to be all of those things when my own tank isn't full. And when I do this, I self-abandon in a way that gives and gives and gives to others and leaves me on empty. And this is not good. This is not good. It's good to give to others, but it's good to give out of fullness, not when you don't have anything left to give. And what Banya gave me permission to do in literal words was protect your energy. I cannot live the kind of life I want to live in the way I know I'm capable of living it if I do not protect my energy. And this requires healthy boundaries and healthy communication about boundaries. If we do not have energy, we do not have life. If we do not have energy, we do not have life. Repeat that with me, someone. And I'm guessing, if you're still listening to this, you feel similar to the way that I do, which is I want to have so much energy that it's spilling over. And not just any kind of energy, but high vibrational energy. The kind of energy that is so high frequency, it has the power to change the energy around me. You know what I'm saying? This requires, though, that I tend to my own garden, so to speak. I cannot allow just anyone in or any kind of anything in. I have to plant intentionally. I have to water intentionally. I have to get sun intentionally. I have to fertilize intentionally. I have to set boundaries intentionally so there isn't overgrowth. You get the idea. Creating beautiful, high vibrational lives requires a lot of energy, and harnessing that energy requires beautiful boundaries. So you may be wondering, am I now saying that I will not host company anymore? Absolutely not. Our family and our friends are extremely important to us. But now we are letting people know what we can accommodate and what we cannot accommodate, rather than it just being a free-for-all. Today's episode is powered by The Golden Secrets. This incredible skincare line was birthed from the heart and soul of Jessie Golden, who, if you don't know who she is yet, you should listen to episode 102 of this podcast, because I interviewed her and you're going to absolutely fall in love with her. I'm telling you. But this line, The Golden Secrets, is a holistic, sustainable, fair trade, wild harvested, and cruelty-free skincare and wellness line that wants to inspire rituals of self-love and unveil a natural, ageless golden glow. It's rooted in nature, ancient wisdom, and organic beauty. The Golden Secrets is committed to giving back and providing tools for the conscious consumer to live a more balanced, fulfilled, beautiful, and purposeful life. Sound like something you want to be a part of? Yep, me too. The Golden Secrets thrives on making skincare and wellness products that benefit everybody, all ethnicities, sexual orientations, and specific skincare needs. Skincare that doesn't harm you or the environment, but instead works in harmony to awaken it. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Also, every product comes with an affirmation and a QR code so you can quickly learn how to use the product. I love combining affirmations with things we do every day. It transforms something as mundane as putting on your moisturizer into a sacred moment. And if you have been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know I'm all about that. This line is, it's just next level. I have their Youth Beauty Face Oil, their Aura Beauty Mist, Sorceress Stone Gua Sha Beauty Tool, Gold Pulse Firming Face Wand, and the Sculpting Stone Gua Sha Body Tool. I've also heard rave reviews about the Golden Secrets Heal All Oil, so that's next on my list. I use these products pretty much daily, and my gosh, I could go on for days about the benefits of Gua Sha, which if you buy any of their Gua Sha tools, you get a giant ebook chocked full of info on how to use it and why it's so transformative and why the stone specifically, the composition of the stone is so important. It's not like other Gua Sha tools at all. I'm also so in awe of the Youth Beauty Face Oil. It immediately absorbs into your skin. It plumps it up. It gives you this golden glow. And the Aura Mist penetrates your skin and locks in moisture 5 times better than hyaluronic acid. Guys, it's a total game changer, especially if you live in the desert like me. And in addition, this might be my favorite product, although it's really hard to say. The Gold Pulse Firming Face Wand not only feels amazing, it helps erase the tiny forehead wrinkles I have. I've watched in awe multiple times in the mirror as those little bad boys disappear as I use this tool. I cannot recommend this line enough. It is next level on every level. So do yourself a favor and go to thegoldensecrets.com or follow the link in these show notes and use code Jacqueline10 for 10% off your order. Again, code Jacqueline10 will get you 10% off your order. All the information is in the show notes. You are going to love every product you try from The Golden Secrets. I just know it. The other thing I've been thinking about, and something I'm changing, is that I'm thinking about things in terms of capacity. Do I have the capacity to take this on right now? And what I mean is, when you take into consideration what is expected of you in your daily life, is that thing you are considering going to add value or take away value? Is it going to give you energy or is it going to take energy away? It's really easy to fill our schedules up. Man, it's easy. And it's really hard to pare them down. But just like Stephen Covey says, we have to put first things first. We have to keep the main thing the main thing. And managing our energy is what makes that possible. You can't keep the main thing if you don't have any energy, y'all. I want to relate this now to coming back into our bodies, which is the theme of the month in March. Our body is, in and of itself, a very clear boundary. We have a skin barrier that protects us from the outside elements. Last week, I talked about how sacred our bodies are and how they are temples in which the Spirit of God dwells. When we are pouring out and pouring out and pouring out and not putting anything back in, we are not a temple at all. We are a broken vessel. Boundaries allow us to pour back in because they repair the leaks in our vessel. So how can you protect your energy today? What healthy boundaries do you need to put in place to make sure this energy stays vibrant? And it's not just any kind of energy. It's that high vibrational, high frequency kind. For me, and I've harped on this, but I'm not going to shut up about it because it's so true. Cultivating this high vibrational energy looks like sticking to my routine more days than not because my routine empowers me and helps me to feel so energized. It looks like telling my friends and family members that I love them and I am in a season of no because I am focusing on my business and my health and raising my son. It looks like saying no to activities that don't bring joy and saying yes to activities that do. It looks like paring down my schedule to only the things that are necessary. I don't need to be everything to everyone, and neither do you. Not only do you have permission to protect your energy, you are called to do it. You're called. The Bible says to guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. So whatever it is that lifts up your energy, go toward it. And whatever it is that takes away from your energy, walk away from it. It doesn't have to be a dramatic thing, although if you want to spin and twerk and walk away in whatever kind of fashion you want to, go do it. And I know that these concepts are so simple, but they are not easy, especially when you have a tender heart like I do. So may we be gentle on ourselves as we navigate these choppy boundary waters. If you haven't signed up for my newsletter, The Scoop, yet, please do so in the show notes below or at jacquelinesteele.com. I put a lot of goodness into that newsletter once a month. And you can also sign up for Sacred Rebel Affirmations at the number in the show notes below. These are beautiful messages I send out weekly meant to uplift you and increase your frequency. And if you haven't left a review for self-worth, please do. 5-star reviews help us get the podcast out to more ears. And in doing so, my hope is to uplift more and more and more people. Thank you for your assistance in this. I read every review and I cherish them. So much love to you all. And I look forward to connecting with you next week. And just know, creating boundaries and protecting our energy is a process. And if you don't get it right the first time, that's okay. I haven't either. I haven't even gotten it right the 5th or 6th or 7th time. But I'm getting better. And the more you stick with it, the better you will get too. I believe in you. And I look forward to connecting next week. You have been listening to Self-Worth with Jacqueline Steele. For more information, visit jacquelinesteele.com, and to connect, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube under the same name. Light, love, and peace. Until next time.